Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and own a gym called The Shed in Sandpoint, and I'm here with Jill Kahn. And Jill is a marriage and family therapist and has a practice in Sandpoint. And every month, we come together to share ideas and discuss topics on mental health, relationships, and fitness. And today, Jill's going to be talking about why some people become grumpier as they age. And this is a real thing.
Yes.
Grumpy old man syndrome.
Yes, it is.
Jeff was not too happy about that title. But it does affect men and women.
Yes.
And we're also going to be talking about the benefits of exercise for aging adults. And I think it goes hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It does.
And then if we have time, we'll talk about the three types of empathy. So I'm looking forward to this show. I don't know about your clientele, but I would say 60% at least of my members are 50 and older.
Yes. Yes.
And so it's really important information to share.
Yes. Well, this is a retirement community. Let's
yep.
be honest.
Yeah.
So we have an aging population, and certainly my class are all people of a certain age.
Yep.
And I've been noticing amongst friends what's going on, and I thought let's look into this. Be curious about what's going on.
Just yesterday, one of my friends came in to work out, and she got on the treadmill, and she's like, "Jen, I have to tell you about this experience I had with my dad. I don't know what's going on, but I hadn't seen him in 10 days, and I went over to say, hey, how's it going? And all I got was for 30 minutes of, I can't believe this, and la, 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 la. And so just grumpy. And so here we go. I hope she's listening, and we can share these thoughts and ideas on maybe ways to help her dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a really important topic that we educate ourselves about, mm-hmm. and we know what are things that we can do to mitigate this phenomenon,
yeah.
because it's real.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So how have you been?
So I have had a good last month because the weather has been beautiful.
It has, for
and
sure.
we've had relatively little smoke. There was that period
little
that was
spell.
Bad, but it's been so nice to be outside and still paddling and sitting on the deck. And we've been hiking in preparation for our trip.
I saw photos.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. So I had a good birthday, but we're really gearing up for. We're going to do another wedding celebration for Ellie in Italy.
Oh wow!
So because her dad died right before the wedding, we really felt like it was important for us to come and be there and meet her family.
I think
and
that's so important.
Do that connection. So we're leaving Tuesday, and then we're going to go hike Cinque Terre.
All right.
I decided that, speaking of aging, that there's a window here where we have the physical capability to do some of the adventures that I still want to do. So two bucket list items are hiking Cinque Terre and doing some of the adventures in Croatia.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to do some river rafting, hiking to the waterfalls, going and swimming in the Blue Lagoon and the Blue Caves.
Yes.
So,
and let's just talk about, I mean, how many months ago did you have you had replacement?
I had my hip replacement
hip
in
replacement.
March. In late February?
Yeah.
Yeah, late February, I think.
And look where you are.
Oh my gosh, I feel so good.
Yeah.
It's amazing to be able to, I was able to, we hiked up Schweitzer, we hiked up Pine Street on Saturday and up Schweitzer on Sunday, and I didn't take any ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's like, woohoo!
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So we thought this is a rare opportunity where we've got our health to do these things while we can and seize the moment.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Antidote to grumpiness.
Perfect. Well, ours has been, we, you know, got our Ford van.
Did you?
A few months ago, or it's been almost 8 months. And the goal was to use it for Jeff's work because he's a carpenter, and also camp in it and do little quick 2 days here, 2 days there. And we finally got it put enough together. And we went camping with some friends who were celebrating their 42nd anniversary.
Wow.
And we went camping on the Yak, where the Yak and Kootenai River meet, just up north of near Bonner's on the way to Troy. It was beautiful and so fun. And Jeff, apparently he can cook.
Really? Who knew?
Because we were making breakfast, and he just, I'll do the bacon, and all. It was so fun to be able to be outdoors camping with my husband and our friends, and just doing everything together.
Nice.
Yeah. Even took the dog. He calmed down. It was great. And then the next weekend, we went to celebrate my folks' milestone. I won't even say what the birthday number is, but huge birthdays up at Priest Lake. And spent a weekend with them. And the kids came up and spent a day or so with us. And we went on a bike ride along the shores. No one is out there. The beaches are empty and beautiful. Wow. It was a great weekend. So it's been really fun.
I'm glad. Yeah. Well, we have to enjoy this long-lasting summer and soak in.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah, get outside, people, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's take a break. And then when we come back, we'll start our discussion on grumpy old man syndrome. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now get the sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or other breakfast favorites, and get another for just a dollar. Prices and participation may vary, valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. If you're a don't-talk-to-me-before-I've-had-my-coffee type of person, then go get a refreshingly sweet McCafé iced coffee made with 100% Arabica beans at McDonald's. And I'll wait.
Now for a limited time, get a sweet and cinnamony pumpkin spice iced coffee. Or keep it classically cool with caramel and French vanilla. Enjoy a medium in any flavor for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome back to the Jim Fan Club Podcast. We're thrilled today because Jim is headed to the Idaho Lottery's big spin event. So excited.
Yeah, we've been cheering Jim on for years. So getting that first win on the big spin scratch ticket, then to see him get past the digital wheel all the way to the big spin, I mean, wow.
Yeah, well, whatever happens, Jim has already won at least 50 grand and could win up to $100,000.
Huge.
And Jim, good luck tonight. Win big money. And don't forget, this show still needs a sponsor. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Jim and Sonny here. Come to Parker Subaru. We have the right car to fit your budget and get the customer service and attention you deserve.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Parker Subaru has the right vehicle to meet your needs. From sedans like the Impreza, the longest lasting vehicle in its class, and the Legacy with the largest, most comfortable interior yet. Thinking of a crossover? We have the best at Parker Subaru. Choose from the fuel-efficient Crosstrek, the Forester loaded with safety and tech features beyond the competition, or the legendary Go Anywhere Outback. Or if you need a full-size SUV, check out the Ascent with plenty of ground clearance and 5,000 pounds towing capacity. Make sure your service and repairs are done to Subaru specification. At Parker Subaru, we have a full service department with fully certified technicians. We'll ensure the job is done quickly.
Come to Parker Subaru and get the award-winning attention you deserve. We're at Highway 95 in Dalton and Coeur d'Alene.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and gym owner in town. My gym is called The Shed, and I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who has a practice in Sandpoint. And our first topic of the day is grumpy old man syndrome.
Yes. Well, it's so interesting having watched some of my friends and seeing that there is something that qualitatively seems to change. So I looked at this research, and the research does state that many men suffer from this grumpy old man syndrome when they hit 70.
Interesting.
So at about 70, men become more aware of their own mortality. Friends are dying, and we've had that, right? I mean, we're we say this is the new norm. We're going to be losing mm-hmm. friends. So there's a sense of that. There, people are usually struggling with some health problems. There's mm-hmm. that degeneration that's going on. And I think the other thing is a lack of goals. Mm-hmm. If you're retired and you don't really have something to take the place of your career, there's a kind of emptiness that's there. And then we look, so those are the psychological factors,
right.
But then there's also the physiological factor, sure. which is testosterone yeah. level drops, and they're about half the level of a younger man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on as well. So when men are suffering from this syndrome, they may experience a sense of increased depression, increased irritability, increased anxiety, more nervousness, joint complaints,
mm-hmm.
reduced mental effectiveness, increased sweating, and they may have a need for more sleep or suffer sleep disturbances. They may notice muscular weakness, physical exhaustion, impaired sexual potency, a disturbed libido, and decreased beard growth.
Yeah. I know I've talked to clients who are bothered by how they're not growing muscle as much as they used to, or you know, a lot of people come in for those reasons, like they've lost their butts,
yes.
you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, and those butts go away.
Exactly. So this is a real thing, and it's fascinating. I want to add that, you know, one of the things Jeff and I were talking about, we had our date night last night, and reviewing kind of the show, and he said too, a lot of men he knows in the age group, he's not in the 70s but in the 60s, just all the change that's going on in the world, and they've worked so hard all these years, and all of a sudden there's dramatic changes and ways we're looking at things, and it's hard to even process.
Yes.
And how do you voice it with, and it's like they bottle it up and then they let it out.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And oftentimes it comes out sideways, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of it being what they're really experiencing,
sure.
it comes out displaced
yeah.
in
yeah.
another way.
Yeah.
And I notice with my husband especially, just he's much more anxious than he ever was.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, even with me, I really observe, gosh, I used to be fearless.
Right.
And suddenly I'm worrying about these things that I have never really worried about before.
Absolutely.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. Yeah. So as we get older, I think that sense of we don't have the sort of resilience and capacity mm-hmm. that we had, mm-hmm. and it impacts us.
Yeah.
So some other things that factor in are stress, and you know, like Jeff says, right? We live in very, very stressful times right now.
Especially when you're near retirement.
Yes. Yes.
Or in retirement.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the world situation is really stressful.
Yeah.
A poor diet with too many bad fats, autoimmune diseases, and also some of the drugs that people are taking.
Right.
And some of this can really also contribute to the drop in testosterone level.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing, right, is abdominal fat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
So that makes estrogen, and it neutralizes the testosterone and causes levels to drop further.
Wow.
So it's so interesting with the genders, right? So there's this abdominal fat that right. accumulates for both genders.
Yes.
And for women, it's associated with that loss in estrogen, mm-hmm. right? And the men, it's the drop in testosterone. But bottom line is, we just don't feel as good as we used to.
Everything changing.
It's changing. And we don't have control over our bodies the way, you know, I think a lot of it is that too. It feels like there's a huge loss of control, that what we've done all these years to sort of keep ourselves healthy and strong
right.
isn't working anymore.
Yeah, you can't, the old level of fitness that you were doing, working out, isn't this, it's not going to be, you're not going to have the same effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I am going to say, I would say that my ability in yoga
mm-hmm.
is continuing or improving, in part because of my joint replacements, right?
Yeah.
So it's encouraging. Yeah. And even in Zumba, I think maybe it's across the board. I think that we can get frustrated, but when we take care of ourselves, the joint replacements make a huge difference
sure.
and allow us to continue to be active
mm-hmm.
at a viable level.
Yeah.
But anyway, flexibility, not so much.
No.
So what about females? Is it just men or is it those of us too? Well, here's one of the things that is interesting. Women are more likely to admit that they're moody.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. We're willing to own it up. With 4 in 10 saying that their temper got worse as they aged.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So compared to men who only have 3 main reasons why they feel grumpier as they get older, I mean, they kind of limit it.
Sure.
Women have a much longer list.
Of course they do.
Among the 32 mood triggers were being overweight, not having enough money, and menopause.
Sure.
Right? We can relate to that.
Yeah.
So hormones can have a huge impact on both the sex, on both sexes' lives, but women shouldn't underestimate the effect hormones also have on men's lives.
Absolutely.
Because we don't talk about that much,
no,
right?
No.
We talk about women and menopause and all that, but very few men have that issue addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the Mayo Clinic, after 40 years of age, a man's testosterone level drops by 1% per year. And that decreases energy levels, disrupts sleeping patterns, and can negatively affect their moods. Mm-hmm. So when my husband got his blood tested yesterday, one of the things they were testing was his testosterone level.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's constant complaining, stubborn refusal to eat or drink water. Oh, that's a big one. Drink water.
Absolutely.
And frustration over normal sounds and activities in the home. Mm-hmm. Those are some frequent behaviors associated with humans as we age, mm-hmm. right? So there's that hypersensitivity to a lot of things and you know, not wanting to even do the things that are in our best interest. So that kind of goes along with the grumpy old people.
Yeah.
So the same can be said of women who go through menopause, and we struggle obviously with the hormonal changes, you know, that can be depressing. And they play a huge role in all of us, how all of us feel and interact with mm-hmm. the people around us. So it's interesting, in my practice, we've been talking about women's issues and menopause for many, many years. And this is really opening my eyes to the fact we need to be addressing hormone levels with men as well.
Yeah.
Because it does. It's there's depression and there's a feeling of being less capable, but then again, you know, it affects our sex lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up with a lot of couples too, the decrease in libido and decrease in sexual functioning for men. So there's a whole litany of things that are happening that we need to talk about
yeah.
and not just brush under the carpet or avoid.
Get angrier.
Yeah. Get angrier. Yes. So let's talk about some of the factors that we look at that are part of grumpy old okay. man syndrome. So number one is physical limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So I know with my husband and probably with Jeff, mm-hmm. they want to stay as active as they always were.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He wants to ski every day.
Yeah.
But you really can't keep up that same level of intensity.
Right.
Most of us can't. And it leaves men feeling demoralized. And then issues like body aches, blurry vision, hearing loss, forgetfulness also impact us.
Yeah. I think I had this discussion with a gentleman last week and trying to manipulate a very active man and very fit.
Yes.
You know, and he's turning 70 but struggling because why is it harder? Is it okay? And to do these things. And I reminded him that, you know, as we age, you know, and I know this just from marathon training, that training and running and working out, we need more time for recovery.
Yes. Good
and
point.
And it is very important, and that will help reduce the aching and the pains and all that. We can't push at that same high level. We can still push, but we need to rest so we get the results we want.
Yes.
Yeah, and finding that balance and being okay with it is huge.
Yeah, that's a really important point to pay attention to. So the immune system also can weaken, making you more susceptible to infections.
Mm.
And then the physical ailments lead to medicinal prescriptions that have side effects that leave them feeling far from who they were when they were younger.
Yeah.
So there's this like domino
sure.
effect
sure.
of what happens. So second is hormonal changes. So hormone fluctuations can cause things like baldness, erectile dysfunction, excessive weight gain or loss, and joint pains.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with a lot of men, you know, when they have time to just sit around and think about what's going on, the sagging hormone levels can lead to emotional outbursts that leave everyone around them frustrated mm-hmm. with their grumpiness.
Yeah.
And I think that's oftentimes what happens is that there's too much time to just
yeah.
be miserable.
Exactly.
And then you take it out on everybody.
Well, and
else.
I think if you're in pain too, that yes. just makes it worse. And that is the thing that we were all dealing with, you know, whether it's arthritis or joint pain, and it gets, you know, really frustrating. And for me, if I'm in pain, then I'm going to be snappy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question
but
about
it. And it is more frequent as we age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really true. And then number three, significant lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. So acceptance is challenging, right? Mm-hmm. We can't do anything to change some of the things that are going on with us. And the world, which is changing at an alarming rate, it can be overwhelming mm-hmm. and discouraging,
yeah,
right? I think
sure.
all of us are experiencing that.
Yeah.
It's really painful to lose friends and loved ones. And the loss of career and purpose can also be really difficult, especially for those of us who really have thrived on giving back and doing something meaningful. And I think when people give up careers where they've been in service, they can feel a deficit in meaning and purpose
sure.
in their lives.
Yeah.
And then there are the environmental changes. So for some people, it means losing the freedom to choose where, when, and how to live, mm-hmm. right? Some people have to move into a facility where there's increased care. And that really impacts people who are forced to live someplace else. I've watched a friend of mine, her mother, go back and forth between living at home and the care center because she isn't happy in either environment,
yeah.
right? I mean, she keeps thinking that the grass is going to be greener. Mm. And it is change
sure.
and she's having a hard time accepting.
I can't imagine what that's like. And
yeah.
I mean, one day we will.
But, right.
Just with my grandparents going into transitioning them into, it was just so difficult to make that decision.
Yes.
And then they move and, you know, they're going to not be able to take all their things.
Yeah.
Like there's so much that has to be discussed.
Yes. And even if you're in a position where you can choose, right? Some people, it's out of their hands,
sure.
essentially. But if you have that choice, even making the decision to downsize.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of my nightmares, right? Is having to sell our house on the lake.
Then. Yeah, that's ours. That's a huge concern.
Because they're big houses and they're yeah. maintenance. There's a lot of maintenance required. And
lots of maintenance.
We're trying to figure out all the things that we can the modifications we can make
right.
to be able to stay there because yeah. we love it so much. But at some point...
I know. I hear you, sister. Let's take a break.
Yes.
Okay, we have an need to get back together. Now I'm sad, but it'll be okay. All right. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. And for many years now, you've heard me mention at the end of these spots that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to go. Well, it's true. It is the place you want to go for so many different products for your home, whether it's new construction or remodel or just normal maintenance. If it's a new home, bring in your building plans and let our highly experienced sales staff work you up a quote on your windows, doors, kitchen and bath cabinets, countertops, shower enclosures, mirror work, skylights, and much more. Been dreaming of a complete kitchen or bath remodel? We have some very talented people in place who can help you design and create just what you've always wanted for these spaces. But maybe all you need to do is some simple repairs or replacements around your home. At Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, they have the most experienced installation people in the county. These folks can repair or build new screens, replace foggy insulated glass, remove existing doors and windows, and retrofit new, more efficient ones in their place. You've probably guessed by now that I could go on for quite a while about why I always say Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
Have you tried the new Fastlane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fastlane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Are you ready for a newer, nicer car?
Yeah, I think everyone would agree.
Then run the right play. Head downtown to Riverside Auto Center in Bonner's Ferry, serving Bonner in Boundary County for years. The deals are downtown at Riverside Auto Center. Proud supporter of the Bonner's Ferry Badgers. Don't delay, make the play on our ever-changing inventory today. See it now at RiversideAutoCenter.com. That's RiversideAutoCenter.com.
The world's largest manufacturer of wood fencing boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team. Alta employs over 400 dedicated people across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k. They are now also offering part-time 20-hour-per-week shifts. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA, Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now for full or part-time at jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. jobs@altafp.com.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barton. I own a gym in town called The Shed, and I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. And today we are discussing grumpy old man syndrome for men and women.
Yes.
And what's going on and why we're struggling and why we're angry a lot.
Yes. Irritable. Yeah. So number four is adapting to the modern world, right?
This is a big one.
Well, think about how much the world has changed. In our lifetimes.
Yes.
It's shocking.
I still struggle.
Yeah, rotary phones, right? My first exposure was black and white TVs or
mine too. Yes,
all those things that have changed.
Remember the party line?
Yes.
I mean, I grew up north of town. We lived down in the Selly Valley, and we had a party line.
Yes, yeah. I do too. I remember that. So, I mean, there are aging people who thrive on technology.
Sure.
I have one client who just is such a techie, and he loves it, and
that's
it's wonderful.
Amazing. Yeah.
But then there are the other ones who are so freaking frustrated with technology.
Like, what does that mean? Our poor kids. I don't know about you, but they are my lifeline.
Oh, yes. They are indeed. I'm so grateful for my children's yes. techiness. Actually, my son-in-law is fabulous.
Oh, nice.
Because not only is he incredibly proficient with technology, mm-hmm. he's very patient, unlike my children.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is so kind and generous.
That's amazing.
And
great.
He walks us through things. But
perfect.
So I think we all put forth a valiant effort to try to adapt and learn the new skills, you know, figuring out WhatsApp and
well, I don't even know what that
and
is.
Zoom. And I mean, yeah. there's so many
I've
different.
I finally figured out Zoom. It's
Good.
Only been 3 years.
And I've got those things down,
yeah.
right? But then there are other pieces that get more challenging. And like I had a problem with Zoom the other day. It's not always seamless, let's just say. But you get frustrated
yeah.
with what's going on and feeling like it's so frustrating that it's outside of our realm of understanding.
Well, and the terms are always changing. And
yes.
then they have these abbreviations. Like, it's just a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And it's easy to feel frustrated
sure.
with the speed and complexity of the change,
yeah.
right? It's always changing.
Yeah.
Got to get my new iPhone tomorrow.
I don't even know what one I have now.
Yeah. I'm not sure what mine is, but my kid said, Mom,
mm-hmm.
you need to stop using your old camera that clicks and you need to buy a new phone. And
see?
I said, okay,
yeah. Yeah.
I'll do it for Europe so I don't have to carry my phone and my
there
camera.
You go.
And we are. We're comfortable mm-hmm. with what we know. And I have been resistant to letting go of that camera because the quality was better and it was familiar.
Right.
So I'm moving forward.
Sometimes it's nice not to have everything. Like when we were camping, there was no cell service.
Nice.
It was like, whoa.
I can let
this
go.
This is kind of amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think there's some beauty to not having access to it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But resistance to moving forward and accepting what's in the present can leave us feeling angry and depressed and frustrated.
Sure.
So number five, depression in retirement homes. Mm-hmm. So this is relevant, I think, for those of us who have friends or relatives who might do that, as well as, you know, at some point that may be something we have to face.
Right.
But if elderly parents or relatives are living in a retirement home, they're often in a terrible mood when you visit them. And they're probably unhappy with where they're at. I mean, I know my mom said, I am dying in my home. I am not going into a retirement home, because she worked in them as an administrator.
Oh, interesting.
She said, no, I'm not doing that. And, you know, it takes a lot of energy to be polite to your caretakers. They probably hate the food that they are having to eat. Mm-hmm. And sad that family members aren't with them more often.
Yeah.
And they miss their home.
Right.
So I, you know, how can you not have empathy? Those are all difficult things. And they can be hard for all of us to stomach, even as a visitor, right? It's not pleasant going into
those
places.
There's always a smell.
Always a smell. Yeah. Always. And they can be dark and lonely. And, you know, if I don't have a porch or someplace to walk out, and most of them don't.
Mm-mm.
And we are, as humans, magnets for energy. We want that. So it's important to consider the energy of a home environment and what effect that has on our psyche.
Yeah.
Right? So you and I, we're really lucky. We have these homes in nature that feed us.
Oh, for sure.
And it changes my mood when I can go sit outside. And for people who don't have that.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So number six is yearning for departed loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So as we age and we've lived over decades, lots of vicissitudes, ups and downs over lifetimes. But inevitably, we've lost friends, spouses, and worst of all, for some people, children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So grief for the loss of loved ones leave us feeling this empty place. We're sad, we're frustrated, we're depressed, we can be lonely. One of my friends, I just found out, lost her husband.
Oh.
And those are things that are kind of inevitable.
Yeah.
We don't have, and I think, oh my gosh, how would I respond if that had happened to me? And
I know my mom just had her girlfriend's retreat with all of her high school friends, and you know, they're all 80 this year, and one of the gals passed away last year.
Oh.
And so her husband traveled up and spent a few days with my dad, and then went on to meet up with
her
friends, and they had a nice dinner together and spent some time. But my dad, I asked how he was, and he's just so lost.
Yes.
I mean, they've been married for so many years, and so it's just heartbreaking, and I can understand.
Losing your life partner is not easy.
Mm-mm.
So having empathy for that. And it can also be encouraging those people to join a grief group or get into counseling to talk about their feelings. So providing emotional support for those losses. So how do we care for a grumpy old loved one?
I was going to ask that because,
what can we do?
What's going to really make them matter or what's going to help? Yeah.
Yes. Well, step one is assessing the problem.
Yeah.
So the first thing you want to do is to understand what might be causing this. Why are they feeling irritable and grumpy? Is it hormone levels? Is it lack of exercise? Depression? Are they feeling they aren't getting enough support from their loved ones? Do they need to see a doctor or a naturopath?
Mm-hmm.
So really doing an assessment of both the emotional and physical and even social, right? Looking at all the pieces and saying
asking a lot of questions.
Yes, yes. I think you have to really assess it and figure out what are the sources of concern, and then we can address that. So that assessment first.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, consider their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one that's relevant, Jen. We all have triggers associated with
our aging loved ones, it.
which impact our communications with them.
Yes, indeed. This is true.
So it's really important to just be aware and mindful that we do all have triggers with our parents, and that sometimes it's a matter of just accepting who they are, because they're not likely to change at this point.
No.
So coming to a place of just being curious about who are you, can I accept you as is, and simply listen and be there for you.
Yeah. I hope my children are listening to this.
Well, we can have them listen. And we may not have answers that they need.
Right.
So in some cases, you'll need a therapist or a physician or a mediator or someone who can facilitate some of that, especially if they trigger so much that we have a hard time being with them or listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they need to feel heard and understood and not told how they should be feeling or acting. One of the things that I've decided is I don't need shoulds from anyone anymore except my doctor.
Exactly. I have a friend who I think has decided that it's her role to tell her mom how to live her life and how she's, and I'm thinking, I don't ever think I will make that move with
no.
my folks. So that is the road not to go down.
No, do not go down that road. Shooting people is not no. a kind thing
yeah,
to do.
Absolutely.
So the third is finding proactive solutions. So there can be some positive changes that might be able to be made. Maybe a change in their living situation. So I loved this. One of my clients, her mother is in a transitional facility.
Yeah.
And she ordered little vases oh. and flowers because her mother loves arranging flowers.
Uh-huh.
So she sent it in so that the mom can arrange flowers and distribute them throughout the facility.
Well, that's awesome.
What a great idea,
yeah.
right? Or asking if she could, she did not like the plastic that she was having to drink from, and she asked for a real glass.
Right.
Or a real cup. Mm-hmm. Those are small things, but I know for me, I do really like a nice glass or a cup. I wouldn't want to drink from plastic or paper.
No.
Yeah. So making those small adaptations, she also had sent in a little Siri thing so that she could listen to podcasts, listen to music.
That's great.
Yeah. So those kinds of adaptations are really helpful mm-hmm. for someone.
For sure.
Take them outside in the sun every day.
Yeah. When my grandpa was up here, he was in assisted living for a while, and then he went into the Alzheimer's unit. But before, when he was in the assisted living, I'd go over almost every day
nice.
And just take him around the block in
yes.
the wheelchair. I mean, it's like, who wants to be in a room all day?
Oh, dark, especially.
Yeah.
Oh, that would make
you have to get out and have conversation and
yes,
yeah,
and bring special treats that
yes.
they love, things
yes.
that they love to eat.
Yeah.
So another proactive solution is having them see a hormone specialist or a nutritionist that can help them feel better in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can travel, a change of scenery and an adventure can really be helpful
yeah.
to spark them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are wonderful adaptations. Number four, don't take their grumpiness personally.
It's called observing.
Let me just be curious about what's going on with you.
Yeah.
So it's not easy dealing with a grumpy aging human, especially when they're in your family.
No, but I think it's just important. It's our role is being in a family is to show compassion and be supportive of each other. I mean, there are all times when we're all going to need each other.
That's true.
And it's like, it may be an inconvenience at times or frustrating, but it's going to be us.
Yes.
It most likely is already.
Me. Yes. Yes. Well,
so, I'm sure
yes.
I'm this way already, but it is really important. And I think it's time to just, you know, you should do self checks and go, okay, all right, what is the issue here? Let's give a little time.
So not taking it personally. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I noticed that with my mom who lived to 8 till 96.
Mm-hmm.
And when she would do things that would be irritating to me, it's just to let it go and say, you know, I'm not going to take it personally. This isn't about me.
Yeah. All right, let's take our last break and we'll come back and finish this topic. This has been great. So you're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Let thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantle, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
More than a dealership, Finlay gets special inventory. As the only standalone Jeep retailer in the area, Finlay Jeep Superstore receives a special allocation of new Jeeps from the factory. Finlay Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of Jeeps. You can still custom order your new Jeep, but there's a good chance Finlay has what you're looking for in stock.
Hey folks, Chris Riggs, General Manager of Finlay Jeep. We really do have a lot of Jeeps, and we have more on the way.
As the only Jeep superstore in the area, we are getting extra Jeeps all year. We have to sell these to make room for the new Jeeps in transit, plus the new Jeeps we just ordered. We have to sell these Jeeps. If you are in the market for a new vehicle, come talk to a certified Jeep expert at Findlay Jeep and let's make a deal.
Visit Findlay Jeep Superstore during Jeep Adventure Days for extra savings and special finance offers. Findlay Jeep Superstore is located in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex. See inventory online at findlaypostfalls.com.
The sale that sets the season. Cruncher Ski Sale at Sportsman & Ski House. Pre-season savings with 10% off all Alpine cross-country and snowboard gear. Skis, snowboards, boots, bindings, helmets, and more. Save up to 30% on all ski and board packages. Last season's equipment 30 to 40% off while it lasts. Up to 70% off last season's ski wear. The sale that sets the season. Cruncher Ski Sale through October 4th. Sportsman Ski House. 213 West Ironwood at Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
Hi, this is Rich from White Cross Pharmacy. We wanted to let you know that we are still providing COVID shots, including the newly authorized booster shot. We also have regular flu shots and the high-dose shot for seniors. COVID clinics can be found at www.idahoprepmod.com. Just hit Find a Clinic and then search for White Cross in location. There you'll find our clinics. If the internet isn't your thing, give us a call to get your shot scheduled. You can find us at whitecrossrx.com. White Cross Pharmacy since 1922.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I own a local gym called The Shed in Sandpoint, and I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, and she practices in Sandpoint also, and we've been talking about grumpy old man, grumpy old woman syndrome, and now we're on to what if you are the grumpy old man.
The salient issue. What if it's us, right?
Self-check time.
Yes, self-check. So if you're the one who's feeling like that, realizing that we can't change a lot of the realities of age-related hardships, but there are some concrete things that you can do to make your life better. So first of all, learn to adapt.
It's time.
Yes. So those of us who are flexible enough to adapt to this changing environment fare better. And life is change. We know that.
Yes.
It's inevitable, yeah. and there's nothing we can do. But that ability to be able to adapt, whether it's hearing loss, chronic pain, whatever it is, the more quickly you adapt, the better you'll fare.
Yes.
So the next one is listen. And this is a big one.
Sure.
Because what we typically do at this age is start talking about our arthritis or all of our joints or how noisy the restaurants are. So instead of complaining, listen to other people. Mm-hmm. Ask questions. Use that opportunity to learn about other people, learn about something new, and get out of your body. Talk to people who have different viewpoints. Ask their opinions. Mm-hmm. One of the most powerful things you can do to cure loneliness is to get out into the world and ask people questions and stop talking about your body.
100% agree. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So that's a big one. And then we were just talking about this, Jen.
Yep.
Find a support network. We were talking about how our classes really provide a support network, yeah. and how invaluable that is to people for their mental health as well as their physical health.
It's huge.
Huge. Huge. Yeah. Because loneliness is a very dangerous thing. Mm-hmm. And focusing your energy on building or strengthening your support network is really a game changer.
Yeah, because when they see you kind of like you probably have people in your class or all people in my gym that maybe they're not showing up as much or they haven't been there in a while. There's always one person in my gym that is Linda, it's you, who is like, where is so-and-so? Where is so-and-so? What's going on? And it is an immediate, like then someone reaches out. And sometimes you just need someone to reach out and say, hey,
are
you okay?
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We miss you.
We miss you. Yeah. I try to do that as well. Mm-hmm. So other things you can do are join a spiritual or political organization or cause. Volunteering is really, really helpful. We know that. Mm-hmm. Call a friend for lunch. Join a support group for people who share a common issue.
Yeah.
Obviously, exercise classes.
Yeah, like, for sure.
We know that. And then take a class at a college or learning center where you can learn a new skill and meet people. Mm-hmm. All of those things are helpful.
I agree.
The next one, it's mine.
Yeah.
Go dancing.
Yep, for sure.
Dancing is really, for me, pivotal in my mental health. That mm-hmm. is what, that's my therapy. Mm-hmm. So all forms of exercise and movement are good for both your mental and physical health. But dancing has the added benefit of forcing you to interact directly and physically with another person. I love this. It's ritualized social interaction.
Right.
And one of the most difficult things about aging is that sometimes people stop touching you. Mm-hmm. So if you get on the dance floor, you have a way to break through and have contact with another person.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. We were talking with Ellie and Ben on FaceTime there in Italy. And we said, one of the things we're going to do on Saturday night is dance.
Oh, nice.
So excited.
Well, and we've talked about it before. When you lose someone, like whether it's you've lost a partner or a spouse or you've gone through a divorce, making sure you're getting that touch, continuing on, whether it's through massage, dance, whatever it is, yes. It's critical in the healing.
We need touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So embrace optimism. Mm-hmm. That is something that also is really important, as well as gratitude. Mm-hmm. We know that people who have a daily gratitude practice, whether it's a mm-hmm. gratitude prayer before dinner or writing in your journal what you're grateful for, that changes your mindset. Mm-hmm. And very, very important that you focus on what's right instead of what's wrong.
Right. So, and being surrounded by people who think that way also.
Yes, yeah. Being around other yeah. people. So research has shown that people with better outlooks on life catch fewer colds, have higher levels of good cholesterol, and have reduced risk for heart attack, and might even live longer. So why wouldn't you choose to be positive?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's crucial. Another one is generosity. So when you think about it, it's not as much as about the other person as it is about you. Mm-hmm. You can give of your time, your baked goods, your flowers. Sharing what we have helps us to realize that, and this is really true, we have more than enough.
Yeah.
And we do.
We do.
I think about that with my zucchini and with my flowers, my books. I mean, we have so much. And we can pass that on and share it with other people.
Yeah.
So living from that place of generosity and gratitude really does help us be healthier. So I know we're getting short on time.
Yeah, yeah.
So the last one is another one that we cherish, Jen, mm-hmm, is spending time in nature.
Yep.
Get outside and enjoy the natural light. And even if you can't get outside, at least open up your shades. Let as much light as you can in. We need that light exposure. And we know another thing is, and this is, look at me, wear bright colors.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. It makes everything different. I mean, it's hard. We're going to go into winter. I hate to talk about it, but color makes it a difference.
And I can't tell you how often people comment when I'm wearing bright colors mm-hmm. that it makes them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So that exposure to light, whether it's outside or opening your shades or bright colors. But the other thing is, again, you know, get yourself outside.
Yeah, get
if
moving.
You can. And the forest we know has healing benefits.
Yeah. And there are so many places that are accessible for older adults. Like, where I'm in Farragut all the time, wide pathways, you can take motorized vehicles on some of them. They're wheelchair accessible. You can even have someone drive you down to an area and observe the wildlife, see the eagles. So there's no excuses.
Well, and the other thing people have been talking about is the electric bikes.
Yep.
And what a difference they make.
Love mine.
For getting places that we couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're kind of moving into closure, right?
We are closing, wrapping it up. But next month we'll talk about how fitness really benefits it benefits us as we age. And there's so many things, but I want to remind everyone, you know, it's recommended 65 and older, you need to get at least 30 minutes a day of exercise 5 times a week. And 2 of those days should be with weight training. So find a trainer, get in a program. There's all kinds of programs available for all levels, but it's time to get strong. And we'll talk about that next month. But now's the time as winter's approaching. Need to work on our balance.
Yes, 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 yes.
There's all kinds of things. Well, this has been great, Jill. I look forward to hearing about your trip to Italy.
Yes, I'm looking forward to
right.
it too.
Okay.
And we've got lots more to talk about next month.
Yes, we do. Thank you for listening to Functional Health Radio.